Chapter 6 Gone to Pot. If ever there were a single drug that could be definitely linked to a variety of social problems, dangerous driving, domestic violence, health issues, and more, it would be alcohol. Yearly, almost 88,000 Americans die from alcohol-related causes, making it the third leading preventable cause of death in the United States. So it was with noble intentions that prohibitionists fought for decades to have alcohol outlawed, finally succeeding in 1917. It took Americans just over a dozen years to realize that alcohol prohibition was not working and was creating worse problems than alcohol had. Recognizing the failure of this law, Congress passed the 21st Amendment, which officially ended prohibition. But when it comes to other drugs, the United States has learned remarkably little from prohibition, enacting the same failed policies. 90 years after the sale and use of marijuana was made a crime in the U.S., the so-called War on Drugs continues. Although a few states in recent years have passed legislation decriminalizing or legalizing marijuana, the majority continue to classify its sale or use as a criminal offense. In 2014, more than 50% of federal prison inmates were there for drug offenses, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. That percentage has grown over decades from a mere 16% in 1970. In Texas, nearly 90% of state prison inmates were incarcerated because of drug offenses. This is despite the fact that marijuana, commonly called pot or weed, continues to gain favor with Americans. A 2013 national survey on drug use and health by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, found marijuana use increased steadily since 2007. The comprehensive survey involving 70,000 people above the age of 12 reported that 7.3% of Americans regularly used marijuana in 2012, up from 7% in 2011, and significantly higher than the 5.8% in the 2007 survey. And self-reporting bias indicates that the true number of Americans who use marijuana may be even higher.